is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv!
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabor.
The Meat Improv is, of course, the storytelling and improv podcast where we bring on comedians to tell true, meaty stories from their lives. And then we do improv comedy based on those stories. Before we get into today's show, let's take care of a little bit of business. First, if you want to support the show, go to boardwalkaudio.com/themeat. Click on Support Our Artists. That'll take you to Amazon. You shop as normal. We get a little kickback from that. Second, this is our big announcement. This is starting this week. If you're listening to this, the week this is coming out, The Meat is going on tour.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a train across the United States. Jake?
Choo, choo.
Thank you. He's been honing that sound effect. We are taking a train from Los Angeles to New York City on a 9-city tour across the United States. So let us give you the details now of that tour.
Yeah.
What's happening. So it starts on Thursday, June 8th in Los Angeles at the UCB Sunset Theater. Mm-hmm. That show's at 5:30 p.m. Our guests are Heather Campbell and Ian Roberts. If you're not familiar, Heather Campbell's on Whose Line Is It Anyway? She wrote for SNL. She holds both the top... She broke her own cage match record at UCB. She's a dynamo.
Mm-hmm.
Ian Roberts is a founding member of UCB. Maybe the favorite improv teacher I've ever had.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite guys to watch. He's a, you know, he was a showrunner on Key and Peele, but he's like, he was the star of that Ass Pennies sketch. Have you ever watched that on UCB?
Ass Pennies.
That's like one of those sketches I point to my students. I say, like, watch that to learn how to play an absurd character in a straight way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is what he is the best at. We're very excited for the show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big show. It's this week. It's Thursday, June 8th, 5:30 p.m. at UCB Sunset. Please come out, support us. We would love to see you there to kick off this tour. So then we take a train the next day. We take a train on Friday night. We arrive in Phoenix on Saturday.
Yes.
We are teaching a workshop on focus and fun.
That's right.
At the Torch Theater in Phoenix. Then later that night, we are doing the Meat Improv Live at the Torch Theater. I believe that show's at 10 o'clock. You can go to thetorchtheater.com to get tickets for that. And we have two of Phoenix's finest improvisers joining us for that, Jackie Arend and Jose Gonzalez. Great. Then we spend an extra day in Phoenix because we're at the mercy of the train.
That's right.
Schedules.
Tweet at us any good places to go in Phoenix.
We'll be there on Sunday hanging out with my Uncle Bob. Then we leave Monday morning, and we are on a train for an entire day, going headed to Austin.
Woo!
Yeah, we arrive in Austin on Tuesday, June 13th. We have a show at the Cold Town Theater.
Woo!
With two of Austin's finest improvisers. That is at 8:30 p.m. at the Cold Town Theater, Tuesday, June 13th. We are still looking for a place to put up a workshop on the 14th.
Yeah.
We might just give up on it and enjoy a day in Austin, but we are looking for a space to put on a workshop. Regardless, we're going to do a show with a new movement that night. It's not going to be the Meat Improv Live. It's just going to be us doing a two-person set with another show at 9:30.
Cool, right?
Pretty neat. We're checking out the whole Austin scene.
Yeah, we're going to get up off our butts and improvise some physical comedy.
Yeah, we'll have to stand up and we'll see if I can handle it. We're spending 2 days in Austin. Thursday the 15th, we go to San Antonio at the Bayer Theater. That's B-E-X-A-R, or Stage, sorry, the Bayer Stage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a brand new theater in San Antonio. We're going to do our live show there. That'll be fun on Thursday night. Then we go to New Orleans, which is going to be amazing. So Saturday in New Orleans, Saturday, June 17th, we're going to the New Movement Theater, teaching a workshop during the day. By the way, if you're interested in these workshops, Jake and I are going to split the class in two, and we're each going to teach half the class for an hour and a half or so, and then you'll switch and get the other one of us for an hour and a half. So you get two brains for the price of one.
Yeah, and then you'll be asked to rate us afterwards to create infighting for the rest of the trip.
We don't have to have do that. I mean, I was your coach.
It's true. So any bad coaching I do, I learn from him.
Great. New movement. We're doing a workshop during the day on Saturday, June 17th, and then a show at night. Mm-hmm. One of our guests for that show is Chris True, who is the founder of the New Movement Theater. So that'll be a really fun show.
Woo.
We get back in the train. We head way out of our way to Chicago. Boy, it would have been easier to go to Atlanta or Raleigh-Durham.
But we love Chicago.
Yes, we love Chicago. Also, it's like one of the improv capitals of the world, if not the improv capital.
And they've got pizza and hot dogs.
Yes, Jake is adamant about the deep dish pizza and hot dogs. I'm more excited about the hot beef sandwiches, to be honest.
Great, I'll eat one of those.
See at Portillo's. So we're doing two shows on Monday, June 19th.
Oh, boy.
Stay with us here. We just want to get all this information out so you can get it.
You can save this, and then then you can refer back to it later.
Yeah, and you can be like, wow, they were great. Mm-hmm. So Monday, June 19th, show number one, 7 o'clock, at the Improv Olympic, Chicago, in the Chris Farley Cabaret Room.
Whoa!
We are doing a show with Sharna Halpern.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a special show. It'll be more of an interview with Sharna. If you're not familiar, Sharna is one of the founding members of the Improv Olympic with Del Close. She taught and came up with Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, she's had experience with any comedy powerhouse you remember from the 1970s on. Sharna had a relationship with him, pretty much. So we're going to talk to her about the old days of improv, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a lot of a conversation. We might get some special guests in there to do some improv with us, though, based on the conversation. That's 7 o'clock at the I.O. Chicago. Then we're packing our bags, going right across town to another theater I've actually haven't been to, but I've heard wonderful things about it for years and years. We're doing a show at the Annoyance Theater at 9:30 on Monday, June 19th, with special guest Susan Messing.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's going to be a big one. And we're going to have another special guest, too, which I think you will really like. We're in the works. We're in the works, but it's a good one.
The ghost of Chris Farley.
If we could, I honestly, we would just have to end the podcast there. So two shows in Chicago, Monday, June 19th. All this information is at boardwalkaudio.com/meettrain. But you can also go to IO Chicago to make reservations, and you can go to the Annoyance Theater to make reservations. Then we get on a train on Tuesday. We head overnight. We don't have time to take the scenic route through the Allegheny Mountains or something like that. I forget what it's called. We're not taking the scenic route. So
nope.
We're cruising through Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Cleveland and Pittsburgh. We're not stopping.
Wave to the train.
And we're going down to D.C. We're doing a show with Chinese Menu Comedy with two of D.C.'s finest improvisers. And also, we're going to do a jam with a whole group of them at the end. That's at 7:30, I believe, at the D.C. Performing Arts Center. I forget the exact name. D.C. Arts Center? I think it's D.C. Performing Arts Center. Again, information's at boardwalkaudio.com/meettrain.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in D.C., hit us up. Then Wednesday morning, we're doing a workshop. It's going to be a shorter one, probably. Probably a two-hour workshop in the morning. It's going to be also be a cheaper one, probably $25 a head.
Hey.
And you get an hour with both Jake and I, and that's pretty much it. But that'll be fun. More that info can be found on our Facebook page or boardwalkaudio.com/meettrain. Then we book it up to Philadelphia.
We run up the Rocky Stairs.
Thursday, June 22nd. Yeah, we run up the Rocky Stairs and both faint. Thursday, June 22nd, we're at the Good Good Theater in Philadelphia.
Cheese steaks.
Yes. Okay, we're talking about the improv part now.
Got it.
We're doing a workshop from 6:30 to 8:30 in Philly at the Good Good Theater. Then we're doing a show at 9 with some of Philly's finest improvisers. Then we go to New York for 2 days of rest and relaxation.
Yeah.
And we do our final show at the Del Close Marathon on Sunday, June 25th, in the Podcast Lounge. So people can get in there. If you're a performer, you can get in there. If not, we might have some other events around New York. I'm teaching a couple workshops in New York City. Jake is going to eat some pizza pie while he's there.
Yeah, I'm going to be teaching a pizza eating workshop. It's free.
And What else? Oh, yeah. We have putty on that same Sunday.
Yeah. You can see us play with clay.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe some guests. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's our 9-city train tour. We're teaching workshops along the way. If any of that interests you, please follow us on Facebook.
Twitter.
On Twitter. Yep. We're going to have all this information up there. And boardwalkaudio.com/meettrain. We are so excited about it. We'll be tweeting and Facebooking and probably Instagramming. You should start an Instagram. That's your job.
Okay. Great. I'll be starting an Instagram.
We're going to do all that along the way. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully Jake and I come out of it still friends.
Hopefully. He's my only one.
Well, now that we've done a lot of promo, let's get to the actual show.
Ooh.
We got two very special guests today from the team Zuzu. I always say it with a little zip like that. I don't know. It's Nina Concepcion and Kristen Studdard.
Hello.
Well, we're not going to tell you who's who. You guys have been on that team for what, 2 years now?
Yeah.
Almost coming up on the big two.
Yeah.
The big two? You added Sean Diston?
Yeah,
we did. Yeah.
Hot get. Highly valuable. We didn't make a trade. I don't know.
Acquisition.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Off-season acquisition. That's very cool. We usually start by talking about something. I kind of a weird thing. I wasn't going to talk about it, but I guess we can talk about it.
Okay.
Ooh. This is going to sound like a huge bummer, but I promise it's not that much of a bummer.
Oh,
it is a bummer, but it's not a tragedy. My grandma passed over the weekend. My Grammy.
Was this an unexpected or kind of everybody had gotten to say their last goodbyes?
I went back a couple weeks ago and said goodbye. Mm. Yeah. So that was nice. Although, even then it was like, get on a plane tonight. You know, it was sort of like, she was sort of teetering. But she was 98 years old.
Wow.
And like, she had her mental wherewithal up until the very end.
That's so
and
great.
Like, it was like last summer, able to like walk down to like to get on like the boat at the family lake. Wow. and
still kind of was wanting, like, you know, was wanting to hang on, was like, here we go. Yeah. Like, 98, I'm in.
Yeah.
My grandma recently passed. She passed in October, and it was one of those ones where like we knew she was sick, but we didn't know. They like, she went to the ER and then they came out, like, it was her third trip to the ER in the like a couple months, and my grandma's only 75. Mm-hmm. And they came out and they were like, well, aside from, you know, obviously the late stage lung cancer, she also, and we didn't know about the lung cancer.
Oh, wow.
And she had had kind of a like, no treatment, I want nothing, like, I'm ready, let's Whoa. Go kind of attitude. She told me when I was visiting her, Kristen, I just wanted to put me in a room with my own bathroom and a pot of coffee and leave me the hell alone. Like, that's that was my grandma's attitude. She was done. She was ready to go. But I did get to go. She declined very rapidly, and it was like, we knew that she was sick, but it right. just happened really fast. And so, I was able to go home and spend a few days with her just like while she was kind of in hospice at my Whoa. Parents' house. So
I think that's important.
Yeah.
If you're ever in the position where someone you love is teetering, I think like, get out there, say goodbye.
Yes. Yeah. It's better than I didn't go. I went home again for the funeral, but like when my grandpa passed, I didn't know. It was one of those ones where they just called me and were like, oh, grandpa passed. And I was like, what? And my mom was like, well, he was in the hospital again, but I didn't think it was that going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, it was over. And I didn't get to have that kind of, I actually got to talk to my grandma and be like, did you know you wanted to have kids? Like, what did you think about my father? Like, have like a lot of real, very serious conversations with her. And it was interesting. I made that about my grandma, and you're currently grieving, so I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
No, that's all right. Gosh. I think it's helpful to hear other people's experiences with it. Also, you know, I've been preparing for it for 2 weeks of like since I said goodbye. Like, I said goodbye, and then it was like Mother's Day, and I was like, please don't die on Mother's Day.
Oh.
I, like, crush my mom and my aunts and everyone else. But it was actually kind of a weird thing. Like, I'm not... I'm not a religious person or whatever, but I do see like this is such a corny thing to say, but I do see like connections and things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on Saturday, I was for like one of maybe four times in the 10 years I've been in LA, I went to the beach. I went to Malibu. And my friend has like some membership where we got to go in a private little Malibu club.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We're definitely getting some looks from the older members of the club. Was being it, like, are they drinking Tecate in cans down there?
Is it the sure Paradise, are. Whatever that place is?
It's like La Costa something.
Ooh. Wow. I don't even know what that one is.
Mel Gibson's a member.
Yikes.
No, that's cool. That's a cool thing.
Oh, I don't know. You might want to update your references.
They just told me they saw him there like last week.
It's like Bill Cosby. There's Mel Gibson. It's all the greatest guys.
Yeah, it's a real fun place to hang. Just watch your drink. And your ethnicity for Mel Gibson. Anyway, let's not talk about that.
Oh my god!
Didn't he say what was the thing? Or no, he just
he said
something
really,
about Jews.
He's an anti-Semite.
Yeah, he's an anti-Semite.
He said a lot of horrible.
Yeah,
he said something. Yeah,
he was drunk on the PCH. No, that's awful. Anyways, but then after that, we went up to my friend's Malibu house. Ooh. And
rich friend.
Yeah, I guess so. Like I didn't really realize he lives two doors down from me here. Mm. He's like a struggling musician, but a good musician. He's just putting in the work, you know.
Right.
And his dad was one of the first people that did surf videos.
Nice.
Like, so he had like, yeah, I got some money, and they've been in Malibu for a while. But anyway, I was enjoying the most beautiful sunset I'd ever seen. Like, and I was literally said to someone, I was like, I don't think I've ever seen this. Like, it was like almost a panoramic view. Like, the sunset was kind of behind us, but like it made these colors all the way up. Anyway, I was like literally saying that. I was like, that's maybe the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen. And then I got the text from my mom, and I was like,
oh.
But kind of like, kind of nice,
that's
right?
A
like,
synchronous that's a moment. That's yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of sat and didn't tell anybody for a second and just enjoyed it. But like, yeah. One of those things. I don't get out there very often, you know what I mean? My sunsets are that way. for the listener, I pointed to a place where there's not a window. Anyway.
Your view is not bad. For the listeners, there's a clear channel billboard. Mm-hmm. But then behind that, a lot of gorgeous greenery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the secret sunset. Steps
of, yeah.
And the secret steps.
Gold room.
Yeah.
You can hear people getting in all sorts of spats out there on bar time.
Oh, drama. Nina's in. Okay, drama. All right.
Anyway, that was my weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's all I had.
It's a big thing, though.
Yeah.
It's huge. That's a big one.
I'm going, I got to fly back for a day to go to the funeral.
Where are you from? Where are you flying?
I'm from Milwaukee, but this is in Rockford, Illinois.
Mm. Mm. I'm from the Chicago suburbs.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Southwest suburbs near Joliet. A weirdly synchronous thing happened when my grandma died. I was dating someone very intensely, but briefly, turns out. We had made this very ill-conceived plan to go to Chicago. He had never been, and he was like, let's go. It'll be like I'm a tourist. I'm like, you know my family lives there, including my dying grandmother. Like, are you cool with that? And he was like, yeah, you know, it won't be like a high-pressure meet-the-family thing because we've only been dating for 2 months. And so we kind of were like Hail Marying it to like make this trip, see if we could really fix all of our problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke up with him like the day after we booked those tickets on Spirit Airlines, where we had no refund.
No.
There's like no refunds.
Yeah,
I basically.
Yeah.
And then when my grandma passed, her funeral was that weekend that I was supposed to be. I already had a plane ticket home. And then I also had a plane ticket for my suitcase. I like flew home with an empty seat next to me for my grandma's funeral. I was so glad that guy was not with me. It really would have been terrible.
I thought this was
bad,
going another way. And then he came with you?
No,
you
know,
not at all.
No. I do think that would have been his dream.
Oh.
So psyched about that.
Yeah, I'm going to miss Uncle Jake for sure. I know you guys will too, I'm sure.
Yeah. He was
a guy, something. For sure. He was a guy. He was a character.
Very uncle-y uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, quintessential uncle material.
Oh, yeah.
Jake.
You know what was funny about when I got the news about Uncle Jake's passing?
Yeah.
Was that right at that moment?
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
I'm a little teary because it was weird.
Okay.
But right at that moment.
Gosh, Rick, sit down.
I'm sorry.
You're sweating.
Right at that moment, I was making a steak on a pan, and a grease fire broke out.
Oh my god!
Like in your kitchen?
In my kitchen? Yeah.
Okay.
I put too much oil in the pan, and you know, yeah, basically, I burned my kitchen to a crisp. I'll be able to get back in the house in a bit, but I was like, Uncle Jake.
He was always sort of a fire starter.
Was a fire starter.
I mean, he was an arsonist, I guess is maybe more of a term for that.
Yeah.
He was an arsonist.
A convicted arsonist.
Convicted arsonist. Attempted recovered arsonist. But
yeah.
I'm just stating facts, okay? People don't look at me. I'm sorry. I know you're not supposed to bring up people's past at their funeral.
No, you should call a spade a spade.
But I thought it was crazy, right?
He wasn't arsonist.
It is crazy. Nuts. So do you have a kitchen?
Right now, they're going to redo it, I guess. A lot of the neighbors had to move out. Is my fault. There's lawsuits pending and stuff like that.
Wow.
It was nuts.
Whoa. Do you feel like Uncle Jake's spirit is... Like, do you feel like he did that to you?
Yeah.
He may be. I mean, right before I walked.
It was the moment that he died that the grease fire broke out?
I literally ran outside, got a text from my dad, said, Uncle Jake is gone. I stepped in some dog shit, and I was like, all this at once.
There you go. Classic, quintessential Uncle Jake.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like Uncle Jake wanted that to happen.
I think so. I mean, you remember how I used to fight dogs.
He always won, which I thought was not very nice.
Yeah.
He
fought the dog.
Yeah, he fought against a dog.
He would go to the dog park.
He would.
Honestly, I mean, it's a wonder that he lived as long as he did. Again, people, do not look at me like I've said something that we weren't all thinking.
No, we're all. I mean, we are among the only people here.
Clearly, yeah.
Well, he made a lot of enemies.
When did you find out?
What's really strange that you even bring that up? Because I had just eaten a piece of cinnamon gum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember because I had a cut in my tongue.
Oh,
and
did
then
hurt?
And then yeah, I had got cinnamon in my tongue.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
really hurt a lot. And I mean, I guess I should say that I was currently outside of my ex's.
Oh.
Asking him for him to come back, and he had just thrown some stuff out of the window. But
ding ding ding, that's the part.
Just because Uncle Jake had several estranged wives.
Almost all of his clothes were street clothes, too.
Yeah. And also because he dressed exclusively from stuff that he found on the street.
Yeah.
Oh.
Many failed relationships. None of them here.
That's crazy. Oh, my God.
I know that I was... The cinnamon, honestly, if you get it in a cut in your tongue, it really will hurt.
It burns.
It was terrible.
It burns.
And then to compound that, so we've got heartbreak, we've got cinnamon, and then we have ding ding. It was a text from T-Mobile to tell me I was out of data. I didn't find out that Jake had died until I re-upped.
Oh, but that...
I didn't even know. But it was that moment.
But I did find out
that is crazy
later that was at that moment.
Ring, ring, gosh. Ring, ring.
Oh, my gosh. Rick.
At a funeral. Sorry.
I don't know.
Put it on silent.
I can't figure this dang thing out. Oh, plus, it might be the landlord. Rick's phone.
Uncle Rick? Uncle.
Yes?
It's me, your nephew. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Why?
I saw a couple pigeons fighting over a used condom, and I thought maybe something had happened to you.
And what are you talking about? Of course I'm fine. My arm!
Rick! Hey, Rick! Rick!
Someone call the ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
And don't touch their condoms. Oh. Awesome. Well, rest in peace, Uncle Jake.
Yeah. Uncle Rick.
Yeah.
Thanks, and man. Uncle Rick. Oh, sorry. I guess I should have called you Uncle Josh. My bad.
Well, it made it so Jake couldn't quite shit on me the same
yeah.
amount. So.
Yeah, that's why I that's say fine. My bad.
I just cornered you out of the scene and shit on you. Anyway, known arsonist Jake Jabbour. Well, let's get into the meat part of the program. Nina,
yes.
You've been selected to go first.
Okay.
So set the stage for us. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about how I ended up suing someone my first week in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Got right to it. Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to college in New York, so I lived there for 4 years and then moved out here right after in 2011.
Okay.
So, moved out here with my best friend, who I was a roommate with, at NYU. We met there and we were like, let's move out to LA together. And we did the whole, like, buy a one-way ticket, have nothing set up, have like $1,000 in our bank. And we thought that was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. We were like, it'll be fine.
It's not.
It goes very fast. Uh-oh. She sold her car at home. And we were like, okay, we're doing it. Well, we had somewhere to stay for 2 weeks up in Agoura Hills, of all places. And we were like, sure. We had no idea what the context
when you move here and you're like, Agoura Hills, Los Angeles.
Yeah,
it's all the same, right? So our first order of business, we move here. We're like, we need a car. We don't have a car. We're in Agoura Hills. We're so far from, we find out we're very far from everything. So we go on Craigslist. And we started looking at cars on Craigslist, and my roommate or Chanel found one in Sylmar from a woman
Los
named
Angeles.
Yeah.
What named, is that?
It's in the San Bernardino Valley somewhere. It's like valley. Very okay. far. Not a really good area, I don't think. And we're like, great, it's a 1995 Acura Legend.
Wait, you said it was $100?
No, it was $2,000.
Oh, sorry. Oh, crap. Yeah. That's all your money.
We put it all together. So it was a 1995 Acura Legend with like 200,000 miles. We were like, good idea. Oh, we're like, yeah, this is the one.
That's too much money.
But we didn't. Okay, yeah. We didn't know. We were so bright-eyed. So we go to this woman's house to look at it, right? We're like, this looks like a good car. Right away, the red flags are everywhere. Her name is Ida, and she comes out with her house phone. And she's like, let's take the car for a test drive, but I'm going to have my house phone in case I get any phone calls. And I'm like, okay.
What year is this?
This is 2011.
Great.
And then she keeps talking about how she's like 5 or 6 months pregnant. She didn't look very pregnant. I mean, I don't know. Who am I to judge? She could have been pregnant. But we give it for a spin, and we bought it. I don't know why. It ran. We really shouldn't have bought it. It was horrible. She kept.
You kind of made the choice to buy it before you got there, yeah, it seems like.
Why? And we had to keep like going as we did the test drive. We had to keep stopping at gas stations to get oil to put in, because they kept
during
leaking.
The test drive.
Oh my gosh!
During the test drive.
And you paid $2,000.
Yes.
I'm just sorry. That's.
I guess technically it was like my roommate did that. I was like there, but we do everything together, and it was like our money. It was just a nightmare. So then we're like, okay, well, we deliberate for a little. We're like, we'll buy it. And I don't know why. In the minute, so we meet her at a gas station in Inglewood to actually make the transaction, which like other red flags. Like, I don't know why we did that. We get it. The minute she...
In Inglewood? Wait a minute.
Wait,
but you're
so
up in
you left yeah. the place.
So we
you
left
took
the place.
Like a bus to Sylmar?
We took a rent-a-car. We had a rent-a-car.
Okay.
So we had to think about it for a night. And then for some reason she
you
was
thought
like,
about it for a whole night and went back? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, listen. And then for some reason, even though she's in Sylmar, she's like, meet us in Inglewood. Oh, I think because we had to return the car.
Did her
there.
House phone get reception there?
I don't know. She really loved that house phone. And then the minute... so then we get the car, and right as we're like in the car and she's like leaving, she says a very strange thing to us. She looks at us and says, I forgot. Wait, a little background about Ida Aguilar. She swears she's an elected official. And she did like wardrobe. She said she was like a wardrobe stylist, but she was also an elected official in not in Malibu, somewhere. But as she's like leaving, she looks at us and says, "Now you better watch out for Mac Africa. She'll try to kiss you." And then she just walks away. And I don't know what prompted that. She was just like giving us advice about LA. And Mac Africa, I think, is a real person. We looked it up.
She is. Yeah, we did look it up one time.
I think she's like, she's an entertainer or something, because she knew we were moving out here to be like,
she's also a white lady.
Yes.
Really?
Doesn't sound. Yes.
Yes.
So Ida's warning was, watch out. She'll try to kiss you.
I'm almost positive, right? She was a white lady.
Yes, when we looked her up. Okay, yeah. Yeah. And then the minute, yeah.
One second.
Yeah. So that was her parting words to us. And then the minute we drive away, the radio console falls out. Like, I'm not joking. So, but we're like, we need this car, right? We need a car. I get a job. So we're still staying in Agoura Hills. I get a job in Culver City.
Perfect.
At a restaurant. And my roommate doesn't have a job. So yeah, go ahead.
I'm just sorry. You're still living in Agoura
Hills? We stay there for like 2.5 weeks.
And you get a job in Culver City?
In Culver City.
Great.
Because we want to move to Culver City. Because we're like,
So where were you staying in Agoura Hills that you could say?
It was, it was the girl I moved out with, my best friend Chanel, her dad, someone he worked with's sister-in-law.
Okay.
It was we have a back house. It was a mansion. Yeah. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful area. So we stayed in the back house, but eventually they kicked us out because they were like, you're not paying rent.
Yeah.
And it was awful. So I was driving this from Agoura Hills to Culver City, like twice a day back and forth. And then we realized we had to get it smog certified. It wasn't smog certified when we tried to register it. And when we went to get it smog certified, they were like, this will never pass. You will never get the smog certified. And they should have sold it to you with the smog certification. It was like illegal the way she sold it to you. Cause that when you sell a car, you have to like make sure it's things. So we realized, and then it keeps breaking down. It's a mess. So we ended up having to take her to court to be like, you sold this to us. I mean, in retrospect, it was, we should have known, but we didn't know.
But so, you use like the lemon law? Is that the lemon law?
Something.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lemon.
Yeah.
Because it fell apart. but the craziest thing was, so we took her to court in the Inglewood courthouse. And when it's time for like my friend's case, the woman that gave us the car didn't show up. It was a different woman who didn't speak English and didn't have an arm. And she was Ida Aguilar. And the woman who sold us the car, that was her like boyfriend's mom. So she sold her boyfriend's mom's car to us, said she was this woman. And then when we sued her, the actual woman showed up. And it was just, it was crazy. And she didn't know what was going on.
The boyfriend's mom.
So the woman who showed it to us.
So you don't.
The woman who sold it. It was her boyfriend's mom. Was Ida Aguilar.
Got it.
And she had the car.
It was posing as Ida Aguilar to sell this lemon.
Yeah, to show us the paperwork
to unsuspecting newbies.
It felt awful to do that to this lady.
So did you win?
Well, I think what happened was that she didn't show up to the second court date. So I think something like by default. The car was impounded and we left it on the street somewhere.
Wait, did you get any money?
She got her money back. She got $2,000. The money we paid for
from
it.
From the state?
I think so.
Or it was impounded. How did you know to do that?
I think she called her dad and asked him, parents.
All right.
Yeah.
Did she call him before she
During the whole thing. We almost moved
home.
She
was like, did she call him before, like on the night that you guys were contemplating whether to buy this car that needed oil every few blocks?
Yeah, I think he was like, go for it.
All right.
Were you, were you like, stressed about it, or were you just very optimistic of just like, this is life in Los Angeles and we're like hitting the ground
running. We're gonna do it.
It was very stressful.
Okay.
Because it was horrible. And because I had gotten pulled over in that car that wasn't mine nothing. It was my first ticket. And like, we had nowhere to live. So like, while this was all happening, we got kicked out of that Agoura Hills house. And then we were like, we have nowhere to go. So then some guy we met was like, I'm supposed to house it, but you guys can house it for me. So we house that
for people we don't know for 2 weeks in Eagle Rock. Because he was like, I don't, if you need a place
this
to
This is incredible.
All the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I love That's it.
Like, so during all this, So it was just like a really hard time because we didn't have a place to stay. Yeah. We didn't know where to live. I had a job, but it was in Culver City, which was really hard to get to.
Yeah.
From Eagle Rock, too.
Yeah.
You did like trial by, of course, like now it's like, I can accomplish anything.
Right.
Like, first 6 months in LA were
horrible.
Those are like, that trumps most people's first time in LA,
it was,
I think.
The worst, one of the worst things was when we got kicked out of Agoura Hills. We were so poor. We had no money that we wanted to save all of our food that we had bought, and we had bought all this frozen food. So we were like, let's bring it in the car. But then the car on the 405, whatever the road is, it was like steaming. And we were like, oh, it's so hot outside. The street is steaming, but it was the car. And then we look over and all of our frozen food veggies are like leaking all over our clothes. It was a mess. It was horrible. That was the worst day I think I've ever experienced in LA.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. How long did it take you to actually land after that? Like, where did you go after Eagle Rock?
Then we stayed in a hotel. Then Chanel's like aunt works for the Marriott or something. So she hooked us up with a hotel room for 2 weeks.
Wow.
We still had to pay.
It would have been a nice place to start. Oh, wait. You had to pay? Yikes.
It was like a little cheap, okay. But it was draining our money. Yeah. In Hawthorne?
These are cities just for those who don't live in LA that I've kind of heard of.
Yeah, the only place of these that I've been to is Eagle Rock. And that is just becoming a place that people live.
Yeah.
Like in the past 5 to 6 years, people have started to live there. If you're wondering, really nice. It's like Los Angeles is a big, sprawling city, mm-hmm. but even this is what some would call beyond the sprawl.
Yes.
The hotel era was nice because it was like you had a gym and breakfast.
Yeah.
It was actually nice.
That does sound nice.
I'm surprised you didn't get a job in Hawthorne.
Then after
you're
that.
You're really hanging tough in Culver City.
Well, then we found
also not a super central place. It's good if you live on the west side.
I hate Culver City. I hate it. I hate it so much. It ruined my life. And we shared a studio in Culver City, a studio apartment for like almost a year.
Oof.
And we shared an air mattress.
Oof.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Well, Dre's not into it.
Dre hates
Dre's like, you deserve your own bed.
We just alternated every night.
You deserve a bed free.
Yeah.
Man. Then, I lived in Culver City.
What did you think?
I was happy to get out of there.
Yeah.
Dre, shut up. That's my dog. I lived there for a summer. So
that's like a good enough.
My internship was right there.
Yeah.
So like it was walking distance to one thing. And then 45 minutes at least from everything else.
And the reason I wanted to move there, I made us move there because I got the job before I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. And an acute server lived there.
There
and I was
we
like,
go. The,
Culver
there
City.
It is. It's all
really cute.
Making sense.
Exactly. So I made us move to this place that was horrible. Ugh. I mean, I hate it. Some people live in Culver City and like it, but I detest it.
Uh-oh, I hope you don't have a lot of Culver City listeners.
That's our biggest market.
Uh-oh.
Darkest time in my life.
Getting all that Amazon kickback. It all comes from Culver City.
$1,000 to move out here is nothing.
I think I might have had a little more.
Yeah.
But it was like around
That's not even
there.
Enough for a deposit. Like.
Well, we learned that.
I think I had $6,000 when I moved
like
down
that
here.
Too. I worked two jobs for a year to like.
I worked on a cruise ship.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do one of those, like, Second
yeah,
City
Yeah, I did a Second cruises? City cruise, yeah.
Mm.
It was the way to do it, because then I didn't have rent or bills for 3.5 months. And
yeah, that's the best.
I, like, also had a goal that kept me from becoming, like, a fat alcoholic on the ship. It's very easy to do that. On a cruise ship, there's, like, free food. Bottles
alcoholic.
Of wine in the crew bar are
$3. That's
like,
heaven.
It's, damn.
Oh, I like cruise life.
Yeah. Cruise life can...
Yeah.
Getcha. Exactly.
I'm talking real shit. TikToks and telephones. Got no truth.
Oh. Improv! Sandy, do you ever, think about life beyond the cruise ship? Like, I have a goal, and I'm only on here for, 2 months tops. But you've been on here for like 3 years.
Oh, no, not three.
Longer?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So much longer. Oh, my gosh.
God, I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. You can barely tell. I've been on here for 11 years.
You've been on here for 11 years? I should have known. I'm such a noob.
11 every minute of it.
Do you ever go on... Have you walked on land?
Like, I'm at the point where I don't need to. What does land have to offer me is a real question. I've got everything I need here. 24-hour buffet. 24-hour cafe. 24 hours of light when I want it. Or a windowless room when I don't.
That's... I mean, it does sound like a great life.
Can I ask you what's so great about land?
It's not like land versus sea.
I think it is.
I mean, I want to be an actress.
Oh, that's cute.
But what did you want when you first set foot on the ship?
To be the greatest lounge singer that's ever cruised the Caribbean. And I think I've achieved it.
I think you have two.
Okay, well then why did you ask it like I would have a bigger goal?
I just thought you might want to know life outside of these.
Can I be honest? I've only been on the ship for 11 years, Rita.
I'm worried.
11 years. I had a life before then.
Well, what was it?
I was 10.
I just want to be honest. I'm worried about you. Your skin is so leathery.
Oh, wow.
I'm just being honest, and I think, you know.
Did I approach you and say, Rita, I'd like to have you say some honest stuff to me? I don't think I did. I think
you didn't.
I think I was lounging in my chair, as per usual, because what day is today? Who cares? Every day is the same. We're on a cruise
That's
ship.
That's another thing. I feel like you don't know what day it is ever.
Who needs time? Who needs a day? Here's what I need to know. Do I have a show? Yes, in 3 hours. When will I begin vocal warm-ups? 15 minutes prior. I'm alive for an hour and a half a night, Rita, and the rest of my days, lounging.
Well, don't you have any family or anything off the ship? Like, I write letters to my family every week.
Yeah, I got a great family. The Norwegian Cruise Line family. Rita, look around. I got people I see every day. Okay, I got Mick comes in. There he is. We got Mick and Dick. Mick, Dick.
Hey.
Guys. Hey.
Hey, Rita over here.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She's not happy with cruise life. She's going on about
land person.
Yeah. Classic land person.
Land person.
Yeah.
Land person.
Hey, Dick.
Okay, Dick.
Dick.
Land person.
Dick, don't
He's
get
going
too
off again. He's going off again.
Hey, Rita, if you need to take a few steps back. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to back up. He's
Rick
salivating.
Needs now Dick needs an orbit.
Give him an orbit. Oh, I thought you meant...
No, an orbit. No. You need to leave a circumference around him.
For I gave Prinella. Him
Now you gave him gum. That just makes him a little more ornery. Now he's just got some to chew
God.
On.
Oh, God.
Very intimidating.
Conga.
Look.
Make sure conga the tourists
line.
Don't see
okay. Conga line.
All right, we better all conga. Him.
Mick, Dick.
No, we better conga.
Okay, we have a conga.
I love this. It never gets old. Never gets old. Ooh. Shrimp cocktails are already out.
Yes, we could have as much shrimp as we want.
Is it 4:30? It must be.
Did I hear you say something about you were worried about how much time you were spending out here?
Yeah, I mean, I have a time limit, you know? 2 months, that's it, no more.
How long have you been here? Feels like a few days.
Yeah. 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
And she feels comfortable calling my skin leathery. So
she really came in hot.
Yeah, she really... I was worried that you might have skin cancer.
Again, did I ask for this? I didn't. No. So,
Mick, how long have you been on the ship?
Time is irrelevant. I'll tell you this. I identify as 26 years old.
I don't.
You and me
you
both, baby.
Full,
you and me both.
You have a full white beard.
Give me a smooch. Mick, give me a smooch, Mick.
You look like King Trent.
Give me a smooch. Come on.
I got a bunch
on.
Of stuff on here.
Oh, you're such a cute young thing. Get over here.
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Well, back hurts, but that's all right.
Okay. What?
26-year-old back. Have you seen my magic show? Have you come up?
Have you ever seen Mick's Magic Show?
I actually
don't go. You don't go to Mick's Magic Show?
Mm. Well, I'm busy performing.
That's
really
why
learning
she hates
my own
the cruise.
Steps.
Oh, right.
Do you do
I
it
forgot.
With Dick? Is your partner right?
Yeah, he helps out once in a while. Well, he's
fire.
God, how did she get that blowtorch?
Dick. Okay, that's a part of the.
This
okay,
is bad. God. This is bad. Okay,
I used to have a juggling blowtorch aspect to the show, and no, Dick is supposed to be in charge of activities. That's why he does conga lines and such.
Shuffleboard.
Yep, go ahead, Dick. Go. There's some people over there, but he's going to rough them up.
He's poking that child. Yeah, he's poking that.
I'll say. That man has a very disconcerting gait. One of my best friends, but the way that he walks, ooh, that'll scare the pants off you. You know what I mean?
Kicked by every horse he's ever met.
I'll say.
That's why he's out of land.
That's why you got to be on the sea. That's exactly. No horses. That's it. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
Horse? Trigger word.
No, we're sorry. We're so
land sorry. Fish? We're sorry.
Huh? No.
Hey. Land whale?
Dick.
Where?
Dick.
Dick? We did.
Dick. Do you see? You have to see. This is not normal behavior, though. You have to see. Maybe you guys should.
You're the one agitating everybody.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stir the pot. I just, next time we port, maybe we should all go out, you know.
In what?
Town.
In what?
And drink
land priced stuff? No, thank you.
Yeah. This cigarette cost me 2 cents.
We cut to a port.
I'm drowning.
Drowning, Dick.
See, this is what happens.
I fucked up. Dirt. You're right. I should have left you on the ship.
Well, I'm glad we could all come out and do this double date. That's really fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get out of the house quite enough, I'd say.
Yeah. It's nice. It's
awesome.
What
is it?
That's actually me.
I'm so sorry. This is why we had to come to this place, okay? Bob has not converted to cellular telephone.
Hello?
That is a mobile phone in the traditional sense. Oh. It has a, yes, yes, no. You're hello? Seeing that is an antenna, yes. Oh. It's beige.
Oh.
It's
I haven't decided who I'm going it. For.
You can actually get a phone call from that out here?
Well, you can if you come to Luciano's, which is right around the corner from our house.
Well, tell me about the candidates.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
honestly,
taking a political phone call there.
he'll take a phone call of anyone who'll talk to him. Okay. Honestly, you'd think he didn't like his wife's company.
Boy.
Well, on one hand, yikes. I
but
could be pro-environment.
But what are you
on the
two
hand,
doing? Honestly, congratulations. First
you.
Of all,
thank
engaged.
You.
Very exciting
thank
for you.
You
both.
Thank you.
It is exciting
yeah.
for
we're
both of us.
We're very excited. Yeah. We're probably... We haven't settled on a date, but
why
thinking,
rush? The, it's
yeah, yeah.
A credit card number?
Yeah.
Honestly, I could agree with you, Bob. You don't you dare, Bob. You don't have any credit cards in your wallet right now. They've been removed. Yeah,
you're kidding
they've
me.
Been no. Yeah, they've been removed.
Hold on. Well, now I got to make a whole other set of phone calls.
Okay, hey Bob. No,
I'll call you back. What's
me.
Your
you
number?
Know who took them?
Click, click.
Oh my gosh, he's writing on a napkin. Well, you know this is a nice restaurant, okay? This is a nice restaurant. That's not a paper napkin. You're gonna have
and
to.
I will
you're gonna have to
you
launder that
right back.
Bob, who do you think's
if
gonna
you're
launder
gonna talk
that?
While I'm on the phone? How many times have we said this? Oh. I don't interrupt me while I'm on the phone. Now, that was a very nice person on behalf of a Republican governor,
oh,
Ron Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have, I'm wanting to give him some money for the new campaign.
I didn't realize you were a Republican.
Yeah.
I didn't either until that phone call.
Bob,
I registered.
Bob, you're not a Republican. You're a registered Democrat.
Well, they're making some sense about voter ID laws.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
Know how that goes in Wisconsin. Well, now I got to call Visa.
No, Rob.
Let's
now,
see if
Bob,
I got a
Bob,
phone book in this
hey,
place.
Bob. Bob.
Goes to the back.
Okay. Sir, can I help you? What are you?
Do you have a phone book back here?
Huh?
Do you have a phone book?
I suppose we probably do. Can you?
This is going to work. Okay. All right.
Excuse me. Ow.
Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm just going to put my... I have to use your table for a second.
Excuse me. I don't think so. My boyfriend and I, we're just about to, you know, say the L word to each other.
What?
Oh my gosh. You're ruining our moment.
Love?
Please go away.
You love each other?
Oh my gosh. I wasn't going
to
say
it. Do you
want
to call your mom or anything?
Did you want to say it first? What?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to call your parents and let them know?
I mean, that we love each other?
Sure.
I might
it's a big
her.
Step. Here.
What is this?
If you die 10, what is it, 10, 10, 10?
What?
What's the old Sprint one?
Oh, my goodness. Please, will you leave our table?
Sure, fine. Gosh. Don't think you're taking my notebook, though.
Sorry, y'all.
Well, look who's back.
Wow. Where did you get a
phone? Yellow Pages.
Yeah, well, he teleported back to 1985 and picked one up.
You know...
They had it propping up in oven, sweetheart.
I'm beginning to think that that's actually a robe you're wearing and not a fancy jacket.
It's a fancy jacket. One of the fanciest jackets you could ever wear.
It seems like a robe. And those are slippers. What's... You're living in this. You're living out of this restaurant.
Oh, whatever. It's my favorite restaurant. I eat here. I sometimes sleep in a booth if my wife is giving me a hard time.
Okay. I want occasionally they're practically there are neighbors. What kind of help are you offering? What kind of help could you possibly give?
I don't know. Finance.
Go to the V's.
Finance.
Financial.
It's true. We did come into $1,000.
What?
That's perfect.
Well, that's exciting.
We don't want to brag about
it. I want to hear about somebody else's life for once.
You have $1,000.
I want you to know, though, I do want you to know that before we left this evening, I said to Bob, you're wearing a robe and slippers. And he said to me, no one will notice. I promise you.
What's this?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Can we make a new rule where we don't take phone calls during dinner? Is that a thing we could...
It'd be a pretty bad rule.
You've reached the residence of Bob and Sandy. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Did he make an outgoing call?
No. That's our message. Because we already took one message, so now it's a two-ring situation, which is, I told you, not ideal. It's a standard four, so you have two to scramble and find your phone. I keep it on me. Well, we'll have to see who that is. That could have been Ron Johnson's opponent. I might be ready to...
Listen.
Donate.
Nick Soloway is a great candidate, and it's who I plan to vote for, okay?
Is that right?
Yeah. And you know what? I don't have to take a phone call to know that I'm a Soloway gal. And I thought that somebody from the Johnson office wouldn't be able to sway you.
Well, they told me some very interesting information about
voter ID laws. If you get on about that, honestly.
Well, also, Nick Soloway pokes kids in the butthole in the back of a sandwich restaurant.
Hi. Are you guys ready to order? Or do you need a few more minutes?
We'll
to
have
look
the
over?
Usual, Lily. So for me, that is spaghetti, olive oil, and a bit of crushed red pepper flakes. And you know, Bob, he'll have oatmeal.
I'll have the oatmeal.
Got it. You know what? That sounds great. You know what? I'd also like the oatmeal.
Oh, good.
What the hell? I'll take it too.
Good.
Okay. Well, I'll be right back with you.
Bye, Lil. Oh my gosh.
Bob, that's one.
Don't you take this, Bob? Don't take it.
I gotta take it. Hello.
Hi. This is Jiffy Lube.
Oh no!
I think you left your remote in our in our waiting room.
Thieves!
Excuse me?
You're the one that took the remote.
No, you brought in a television and a remote. That's why I know it's your remote. You took the television, but you left the remote.
All right. How are you still open?
Yeah, we're going to be open for about another 30 minutes.
Okay. I'll see if I can get over there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got to go to Jiffy Lube. Left the boob tube over there.
Bob, you can't. Bob, you can't leave. We're having dinner with our friends. We never leave. Yeah. Also, your phone doesn't get reception at the Jiffy Lube.
Good point. Why don't you hop in the car?
Oh, you want me to go to the Jiffy Lube now?
Yes. My car's there, too.
Car's at the Jiffy Lube?
Yes.
And also, by the way, where is our television?
It's at the Jiffy Lube. That's the whole point.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the point?
The point is, I had to go get my oil change. I didn't want to be bored for 5 seconds, so I brought my TV with me and my remote. I set it up in the thing. Then I got panicked because I noticed it didn't have reception, so I sprinted home, took a snooze, woke up, put on my fancy jacket, and came over here to...
Good evening, Bob. I have to talk to you for a second. You've been... it's me, Luciano. Uh-huh. You know, it's my restaurant. I love you. Hey, big, just quick thing. You don't need to bring your own microwave to my restaurant, okay? We can heat things up for you in the oven when they get cold. If it's too cold, we'll heat it up for you.
I appreciate that. But I will need my microwave if I need like a popcorn snack or...
You don't need to bring you don't need to bring this food to us, is what I'm trying to say. Is we will, I know we don't have oatmeal on the menu, but and we
it's
can if we make the oatmeal though, we can make it on the stove for you. So we don't need to make it in the microwave for you. You bring us these packets of Quaker oats.
Quaker oats. Yes.
Quaker oats. I always can't say that.
And
but,
you have and then, a nice touch on those things. And my wife is crazy about your olive oil.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, you know, it sounds simple, but it's not. Okay?
Olive oil?
But what I'm saying to you is it's taking up space in mm-hmm. the kitchen. So just if Got you it. Want to, on your way out tonight, assuming you are going home, that you could take with you this microwave. And also all of the food that you have been storing, like a pantry in our kitchen.
Is that a problem? I'm taking up too much of the pantry space?
It's not...
I do have a storage unit out in the parking lot. One of those pod boxes.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I could bring that...
Oh, Bob, I've been calling City for so long trying to get rid of this pod.
You can't... Once a pod is dropped, you can't be stopped.
Honestly, Luciano, I didn't know that the pod was ours either. Bob, you got a pod to
yeah,
store
got a
your
pod.
Stuff in?
Well, sometimes people get annoyed. I don't know. I got a whole little setup in there.
We have been terrible dinner guests.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that, Nina. Maybe a... It'll give a bit of hope to those thinking about making the trip. It is not easy to move out here regardless, I don't
yeah.
think.
Yeah, I think it's hard no matter what.
But
could have been so many things
Agoura
differently.
Agoura Hills. I might Google it. I'm just picking on you now. Kristen, yes. What would you like to talk about?
I have a story about my childhood.
Great.
Nice.
So this is going to start off sounding like it could be depressing.
Okay.
And it's going to end sounding also like it could be depressing. Okay. But like, see, I'm okay.
Okay.
So right. Everything's okay.
Great.
Like, this is kind of a light story with some dark elements.
Great. Ooh, great.
Oh, boy, that maybe is an oversell on that. We shall see. So I grew up the child of an alcoholic, which I feel like is self-evident because I'm a comedian, but, and my dad, he was originally from Tennessee. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs primarily. And, we moved to Tennessee for 2 years so that he could, run two bars. Which is a perfect thing for an alcoholic to do. And within like 6 months of us arriving in Tennessee, one of them had burned down. And then the other one, I think, just got foreclosed on. Mm. So we were living in Tennessee. And my dad is not a... he was never super good at like holding down a job. But he had like... He had skills, like he was very good at playing pool, but not like in a way that could support us, but in a way that could like garner us interesting objects in our home. Like he won a lot of very weird things
like
playing
hustling?
Pool. Yeah, I guess you could call it hustling, but the things I'm assuming he also won money, but like I was six. So like to me, the things that he won that like stand out were like he won a couch.
Wow.
One time he won, a car. He won and lost a few cars, I feel like, over time. Cause,
that
like,
feels like you have to play past money into like,
well,
all right, one more game. Here's my wedding ring. Like,
yeah, well, it's about to. I mean, he also won a stand up Galaga arcade game.
That's kind of
yeah,
nice.
With a rollerball. I think wow. It was Galaga. Yeah, like that just happened one day. I woke up and there was like a Galaga arcade game in our living room, but that didn't last. None of these things lasted. And one day I was like six or seven and I woke up and, there was a goat in our backyard, and my dad had won a goat in a pool game. And again, it's like, what did he take from this man before he got his goat? He literally got the man's goat. like, really, it happened. And I was an only child, and so I... I was an only child until, like, until I was like an only child for 14 years. And then I have a half sister. So like we're basically both only children. But at this time I was very an only child. And it was clear because like the goat, I was like so psyched about having this goat. We had a dog and everything. And I like loved the dog. But this goat was like tied to a tree in our backyard. And I was like buddies with it. So I would go hang out with the goat. And we only had it for a couple, days. And, and the thing that I thought was super cool about it was that it would shit these, that goats shit these little like cocoa puff shaped little shit bullets kind of things. And there was a hole in the brick in the back of our little duplex that faced a field in rural Tennessee. And the goat would like back its butt up to this little hole in the wall and try to shit into the hole.
No. Really?
I thought it was very smart. I was like, look, it's aiming. Like, I don't know.
It's sort of incredible.
Yeah. I thought the goat was really cool. And, I woke up one day and the goat was gone. And my parents were like, Kristen, the goat chewed through the rope and he ran away. Oh. And I was like, okay. I like made peace with it. I was like, be free, goat. I'm sure he was in some kind of like goat utopia where he got to eat a bunch of trash and shoot shit bullets at squirrels or whatever was like his fantasy life or whatever. And so that was like the story that I told for years. Like my parents got divorced and all of that good stuff, and like I remember I was in college and I would tell people, like, you know, we would do dumb stories and I would be like, oh yeah, well my dad won a goat in a pool game. It was kind of like one of my little anecdotes. And I was talking to my mom. I was actually studying abroad in London. Ooh. Humble brag. See, I turned out okay, guys. And I was talking to my mom on the phone. And I was telling her, I was like, yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, sometimes I'll tell people about how dad won that goat in a pool game, you know, as like a way that's like a fun story. It's like, see, you can have an alcoholic parent, you know, and sometimes it can be fun. And my mom was like, oh, it's such a shame what happened to that goat.
No.
And I was like, what, how it ran away? Mm-mm. And then the silence on the other end of the phone. She goes, oh my God, did we never tell you? Oh. And I was like, what? She was like, Kristen, the goat hung itself. I was like, what? It had run around the tree, like wrapped itself around the tree and kind of like hung itself around the tree. And they woke up before me and like cut it down and like disposed of the body or whatever and got rid of it before I could find out what had happened. And the punchline to this whole story always is like, you know, I know that life with our family wasn't always easy, but I feel like the goat took the coward's way out, you know? So my dad won a goat in a pool game.
Wow.
What a roller coaster.
Wow.
It's heartbreaking.
It's okay.
I thought you meant somehow goats could be suicidal. And intentionally hung itself. Yeah,
the goat just hated us so much. It hated you, Kristen, in particular. It hated how you laughed at it while it shat. It hated how you chased it in a circle around its tree. It hated you, little girl.
That's crazy.
I had a pony like that once.
Hung itself?
That got like, kind of.
You had
like
a pony?
Yeah, this is one of those weirder things when you do like two truths and a lie. This is one of them. Like, I had a pony.
Dang.
My aunt and uncle had like a farm and they called it my pony.
Did they call it your little pony?
No. Yeah, it was my little pony. I was a gymnast and I had a pony. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I know that gymnast.
What happened to it?
What's the lie?
It was kind of mean. Like, I could never actually, like,
the pony
ride it.
Mean.
Ooh, yeah. So your pony really did hate you.
I think so, yeah. Uh-huh. It hated everybody, though. And then, like, one day it just, like, tried to escape over a fence, a barbed wire fence, and
oh my
found
God.
It.
Got tangled in the barbed wire fence?
That's what I heard. Or
it did it just bleed out? Oh, no, I can't. This is a terrible image.
I don't know. I know that might not be completely true, but I know that it was... I know that it... met a bad end that my parents somehow didn't sugarcoat it.
That is,
but I remember also, like, I saw this pony once a year, maybe, twice a year.
What do you say about, like, a pony that's already on a farm? You can't say it went to go live on a farm.
Went to heaven. But I had,
yeah, I guess you could always use heaven.
I had a weird
proverbial farm
picture of this pony in my room. And I remember, like, one day when I was, like, in second grade, I think it was after the pony was gone, I just still had this picture of this pony. And I was like, I just one day came to the realization, I was like, that's not my pony. Like, as a kid, I was like, yeah, it never was my pony. They just sort of said it was. I mean, like, not in a mean way, yeah, but, like, I fed it a carrot once in a while. Could never ride it. But I was just like, what am I doing with this picture of this?
Get it off my wall.
And I think shortly thereafter, I took down the picture of, and also his name was Dandy. I didn't name him.
Whoa.
Dandy the pony.
Dandy.
I feel like bad things happen when people have animals that they kind of shouldn't have, like a goat. My neighbors.
A goat is not a crazy thing to have.
I guess
have.
Where I'm from, Philly, like, no one had, like, exotic animals the in exotic my mind.
Goat.
Yeah. That's crazy to me that you had a goat in your backyard. Yeah. Like, the craziest thing was our neighbors had little chicks around Easter, like little chicks, but it's also ended in tragedy. So all the neighborhood kids went over to look at them Easter morning, and they were slaughtered by an animal in the night.
Oh, yeah. Probably a fox.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
You probably have more animals than you know about.
Yeah.
It's all crazy.
Living in the shadows.
Yeah. Did your dad ever...
That's a terrible Easter morning.
It was. They didn't sugarcoat it.
Sorry, what were you asking?
I don't know what I was going to ask. I was basically going to ask, like, when you say your dad was an alcoholic, was he in recovery or was he drinking?
Oh, yeah, drinking.
Okay.
Drinking. I mean, there were a lot of false recoveries, I guess. I don't even know if you could call them. I don't know that my dad has ever been sober when he was not in prison.
Okay.
Or, like, for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's his steez.
Yeah.
Did you always just know that he was an alcoholic? Like, you had that in your...
I mean, yeah, I knew that he was an alcoholic. I knew that, like... But, because, like, I super remember things. Like, I remember one time when I was a kid, like, also, my parents had mostly adult friends, and there were a couple kids that would be around. So I had, like, some kid friends, but I hung out with adults a lot. I remember one time we were all at this, like, pond, mm-hmm, and all the adults were just hanging out and kind of partying. And somebody got in the pond and they got injured. They tore their arm open or something happened to them and they had to be driven to the hospital. And as they were being driven to the hospital, everybody was yelling to him, like, Kevin. And I was probably like six. Kevin, don't tell him you've been drinking. Kevin, don't tell him you've been drinking because they won't give you good anesthesia if you've had any alcohol. That was like the culture that I grew that as my young age, like until I was like nine, that was kind of the life.
Yeah. My dad's also an alcoholic, and I've always known that, like growing up, like knowing it, but I thought about recently how he used to always drink and drive constantly with us in the car.
Oh yeah.
And it's just a crazy thing you don't realize till you're like with a red Solo cup in the coffee holder, like a beer filled, like and I thought it was normal. Like I was like, this is fine. He's just drinking beer and driving.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think about now.
Yeah. My dad was picking me up from a roller rink when I was 7 years old, probably. Mm. And he got pulled over and had to do the field sobriety test in the parking lot of the roller rink where he was picking me up.
Oh no. Yeah.
But he passed. That's the crazy part. Like he pulled in and it's all the lights are flashing. All the kids are like looking out. And I was like, that's my I like didn't even know how embarrassing it was until I was older. But we weren't really with him at that point. But there were a lot of other things that were shitty about him. But there are some like fun stories from it,
like
you know,
the goat.
Like the goat. Like the goat. He gave me the goat.
You didn't get to keep Galaga though.
No, I'm sure he lost it in a pool game a few days later. Like this wasn't like a sustainable lifestyle. My dad wasn't like a shark where he was just like, well, I put aside this much money, I gamble it till we make our rent, then I put that away, then whatever's left, I get. You know what I mean? No, it was just like, hey, honey, I'm waking you up in the middle of the night to show you that I'm taking money from your piggy bank so you don't think I'm stealing it. I'm showing you that I'm loaning it, that this is a loan. Also, don't tell mom.
Oh, wow.
Like, Some of that. The meat.
The meat.
That was meaty. I'm talking real shit.
Oh, no. I'm not. No, Josh. I'm not selling you another goat.
Come on.
Nope. They've all hung themselves. I don't know what is happening over on your farm, but I'm not selling you another animal in good
conscience. What business is it of yours? What happens to the goats once I get them? Okay, my daughter loves these things. All right.
Well, it's none of my business. And the first one I thought was a fluke. Second one. Also, I think it's possibly all a fluke. I think you were depressing those goats. I don't know what
with
you're
what?
Doing.
We have wonderful weekends together. My daughter plays with the goats. I don't milk it or make it do anything that you like work. It's got a great goat life.
Dad.
Yes, Laura.
I was waiting in the car. Where's the goat?
The goat is at, he's just visiting his grandparents right now. We'll get him back out here and he'll have his signature blue bow on his head, just like the goat has always had. I don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna go wait back in the car.
All right. Hey, do you want a snack or anything? Or?
Yeah, can I have some Melba toast?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
Thanks, Dad. It's a dry toast that I like.
Okay.
Who are you?
This
doesn't look like a soda pop store.
It is, though. It is a. Oh, this is a soda pop
it
store.
Is a soda
this
pop
is where we
store.
Get all the goat's favorite cans, and he visits his grandparents in the back. But you can't meet them because. Don't worry about it. We'll get you the Melba toast. We'll get you the Melba toast.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. What were you saying about the goat was depressed?
Your daughter is like Eeyore.
What do you mean? Eeyore the mule from the...
From a distance, I thought, yeah. She cast a shadow like Eeyore.
Ow! You called someone's daughter Eeyore? You said...
Eeyore's still a lovable character. It's not an awful thing, but you didn't feel that?
I said, like the mule, and you said, from a distance, she cast that shadow.
Just like sad, a sadness. You didn't feel that when she came in here?
She's been like that since the day she was born. The doctor slapped her ass, and she went, but we knew she was alive.
You don't think it's weird that it's raining just over the truck she's sitting in?
That just
insane.
Happened to her. Okay, well.
I'm not saying she's not a lovely girl. I'm saying that she is cartoonishly sad.
Well, I'm saying, give me a fucking goat, Jerry.
I can't believe you telling her it's the same goat.
Well, can you imagine if she finds out she's lost 5 goats?
I'll
can you imagine how sad she's going to be if she finds something like that out?
More sad?
Yes. Now, put this bow on one of those goat's heads.
Fine. Here. This goat is substantially shorter than the last goat, so good luck figuring that out.
Dad.
Yes. Yes.
I was eating a Melba toast.
Oh, my flowers are dying.
Thanks. Oh, I got that. Here, let me.
No, don't touch it.
Hey, pretty flower.
Okay.
Aww.
Okay. I told you, sweetheart, don't touch other people's things.
I was eating a Melba toast,
mm-hmm.
and one of my fillings came out.
Dang it. You have another one?
I saved it.
Okay.
Here.
All right,
do you want me to load this goat in the back? Yeah. It's really giving me a hard time. It's like it doesn't want to get in the car.
Hey, it's friend. Really, come over here. It's me, your friend.
It's really not going.
Please. Just try.
It looks really
How
sad.
You doing, okay. Dandy?
Okay.
Dandy's doing great.
I've never seen a goat cry, and I think it's crying.
It's fine.
No, that's how he says he loves me.
Okay.
I love you. The goat's saying I love you.
We have a special language. Sometimes when I go one way, he goes another. He's a contrarian.
I'm getting paid enough for this.
Oh, no. He got behind the wheel of the truck.
Oh, isn't that
funny? Oh, no.
Funny?
Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
He just drove it into the lake.
He drove the truck into the lake.
Oh, your dad's getting that. Oh, you're okay. Okay, it looks like your dad's got a hold of him.
Come on, come on, Dandy, get out of the car. He's buckled himself in.
The goat is killing itself.
Okay,
goat is killing itself.
Backstrokes back for sure.
Dad. Dad. Oh, that was Dad.
Yes, sweetheart.
Do we have any whole milk?
We do at home. We do at home. You owe me a vehicle.
I do. I do.
How did you let that goat get into the front seat? I put it in the cab of my truck.
And that's the question you've asked? Something in this area motivated that goat to drive a truck.
Sweetheart.
Whose baby is this?
Oh, oh, that's my niece. Please don't touch her.
Hey, little baby.
Oh, no.
Come here. Hey, you want to see a funny face I make?
The baby jumps into another car.
Where are you going?
My niece.
Sweetheart, wake up. Wake up.
What?
Wake up.
Oh, what?
Hold on. You got to get out of bed.
What time is it, Dad?
You got to get out of bed. Come on.
What time is it?
Jerry and I bet a twin bet on the last game of pool.
Are you serious? Yes.
I lost, but don't worry. I'm playing the long con here. I'm going to get a queen at the end of this. You'll still have to.
Get a what at the end of this?
A queen bed. And maybe his wife. But let's talk about that later. But right now, you do have to get out of this bed. You got to load up the truck. What's that?
I have the SATs tomorrow.
The SATs.
Yeah.
The SATs.
I went to college to make something of myself.
Okay. Well, I'm making something of myself, too, every single night. Who won you that Hooters shirt?
Cut to Jerry's house. Honey, you got to wake up.
What? Dad?
I lost the queen bed.
What?
Don't worry. It's a long con.
What?
I lost the... Okay.
Dad, I have the PSATs tomorrow.
I know, and you're going to do great on them. Actually, if you could get a 1400, I got a bike riding on it.
What? My bike?
Yeah, but I'm getting us a tandem, okay? Oh, it's all going to work out. This queen's going to get us a waterbed. Fine. Gosh. Hold on.
A waterbed?
You're going to get a sweet, sweet waterbed. Old Papa Jerry's going to figure it out.
Good. Wake up, wake up. We gotta get out. We have a lot of work to do here. We have to drag this whole waterbed outside. Oh, take the water out.
We have to drain the waterbed?
Yeah, we have to drain it. Well, we can't carry it in the bed of the truck. We could, but it'd be dangerous. And plus, I'm gonna get this waterbed back. Are you getting sleep? Because I hope you're getting good sleep.
Not getting good sleep. It's 3 in the morning. When will you and Jerry stop this?
We got a lot of bets on your standardized tests. Have you been doing the science?
I haven't made one of the. You've bet away all of my
apple
books.
Apple is to core as.
No, that's not.
Yes, apple is to core as. Avocado is to.
Pants! I haven't been able to study because you bet away all my things. Oh. This is the only clothing I have.
Bad news.
Please, no.
Here, I got some
Dad,
garbage bags.
What you are all these clothes? They don't even fit me.
What?
Dad, these clothes don't even
come
fit
on.
Me.
Well, look, I got you a whole new outfit. You're going to look...
Yeah, I don't like it. This is not even my style.
Well...
Oh, God, I have a really big spelling test to study for. Can you just leave me alone?
No, I can't. I've got to take the walls down.
What?
Hold on, it's for a long con. I'm going to get us a bigger house.
A bigger house?
Yeah, I just bet the walls of this one, and pretty soon you and me are going to be living in a mansion. So you got to do well on that spelling test.
Oh,
remember,
my gosh, Dad.
How do you spell agoraphobia?
A-G-O-R-A... P-H-O-B-I... I don't remember.
I-A-I-A! Come on! I got a ski-doo riding on that, okay?
A ski-doo?
Yeah.
We live in Nebraska, Dad!
I know, think of the... We're gonna be the only family with a ski-doo, honey.
Yeah,
sweetheart,
for a good reason.
Wake up, wake up.
Please!
Do you know how to water ski?
No.
Do you know how to water ski?
No, I don't know.
God
Do you
damn
know
it.
How to water ski?
We need you to learn.
We're in Nebraska.
I got money on you could hit a 50-foot jump.
I want to kill myself.
Don't. You're not supposed to do that for another 10 years.
Yeah, that's my dad over there. Look at him go. He's always passed a DUI test. He's never failed. Isn't he cool?
No, your dad.
What? Look at him go. He is giving this cop the go around.
Your dad is.
Keep going.
Wow.
I know.
Oh my gosh. I've never. I don't think my dad could even do a regular pirouette if he wasn't drunk. Not on a line. Is your dad drunk right now and he's still passing?
Yeah, dude, he's always drunk. But he passes every test.
Cartwheel,
handspring. Oh my gosh. That was incredible. Honestly, your dad is better drunk than my dad is sober.
I know. Oh,
I wish my dad drank.
Well, meep, meep. Whoops. Oh, dang it. Ran into the mailbox.
Oh, there he is.
There's your dweeb of a dad.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I'm so embarrassed for you right
Me
now.
Me too.
Bella, you ready? Beep,
beep. Wow. No, Dad. I'm getting a ride home with Lisa.
You are?
Yeah. My dad's going to take
I'm getting
a
ride home with Lisa and her dad in their Trans Am that they've had for a day.
Is that one right there? The fella being pulled over?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go talk to them.
He fell on his face. He fell on his face. Honestly, your dad is so cool. Well, my dad sucks.
Let me give you a hand up there, pal. You okay?
Ooh, yeah, looks I'm like, doing right. I did crack my head. That's the thing with these non-retractable seatbelts.
Sir, do you need me to call you an ambulance? Do you need assistance?
I think I'll be all right.
Okay.
I can stitch him up.
Hey, wow.
You smell like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, that's a numbing agent. Okay, you should be all set to go.
So should you, yep. Mr. Levinson. Excellent job. And might I say, 10 out of 10 on that back handspring.
Oh, thank you very much.
Really excellent work over there.
Thank you.
I didn't think that that you could pass, but you sure did. Okay? So here you go. I'm going to let you off with a perfect 10. Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna let you off with that. And
well, thank you very
but
much.
But you, sir, this is not a parking spot where you're parked.
Yes, I realize that now. I saw two lines, which I realized were just leaves gathered in a certain pattern.
Sir, so are you okay? Are you?
Oh, I'm stone
are
cold.
Are you lucid? Okay, I heard stone. Are you cold. Stoned? Are you stoned, sir?
I've never
are
been stoned in my life.
Okay.
Only once. I went to a midnight showing of Wizard of Oz, not knowing that it was a stoner occasion. I got a little stoned back then.
Okay, no. I didn't ask for your life story,
five
sir.
5 years ago, but I guess I could be residual stoned. You know what? If you want to test me, you can go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I need to. Walk this line, okay? Can you walk this line for me, sir?
This line right here?
Yeah, this is a line. I know it's confusing because it's not a leaf, but if you could go ahead and walk this yellow line here.
1 foot in front of the next.
Sir?
1 foot in front of the
this
next.
This is very disconcerting.
Hey, is this your gun?
Hey, back. Hey, on the ground. Get on the ground. Drop the weapon.
If I drop it, it might discharge. Just statistically speaking, the way
it might. Right now, I have a taser.
I'm telling you, if I drop
this. I will tase you.
If you tase me, this is the 16th time this has happened.
Taser about to engage. And engage.
He killed his own daughter.
Okay, I need
Jenny.
Oh shoot.
Okay, I'm gonna need backup here. We got a live one. Some suspect has just shot around into a roller rink full of children.
It's all right. I got this.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Sir, that is not that phone is use. I have a Y. That phone does not look.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's the antenna's great on this thing.
Sir, I'm gonna have to ask you to put the phone down.
I'm trying to call help.
I've got help here.
I'm calling 911.
Mr. Levinson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you could help us out here, yeah. I'm going to need you to hold this guy while I call for backup, okay? I'm deputizing you.
Okay.
You had such a great performance
You
out
got
here.
It. I'm just going to lift him up over my head.
Shoot. I'm just warning you. I just hung up on 911 from my landline. They're not going to like that.
You're fine. Just take it easy.
Jenny, Sylvia, are you okay?
No. Fucking loser dad just shot me. I fucking hate him. Honestly, do you think your dad can save me?
I think he can. Dad.
Yeah.
Dad. She's bleeding out.
Okay. I'm going to put this old guy down. He soiled himself.
Well, if you didn't stick your finger up my butt like they did at the famed deli, I wouldn't have done such a thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right,
heard about, let's see. I've heard about politicians
need,
like you.
I need to stay alive to live my dream. Okay. I want to be a lounge singer on a cruise ship someday.
Oh, she can do it too.
You can do it. Let me just see if I can pull that bullet out. Yeah.
Oh, wow, Dad, that's so cool. He just pulled out this paper.
All right. Okay, yeah, it looks like you're going to be okay.
You're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Little booze always does the trick. Let's see. I'm going to bet this bullet later. Okay.
Nothing. What's that goat doing? It's going for the gun.
Oh, no.
The goat. No. That goat just shot itself in the head.
Yeah. Usually, I heard a goat traditionally will get in a car and drive it into the nearest body of water. At least that's what they do around me. All right.
Hey, did someone say they needed a car? I got a real nice one for sale. $2,000 will get it for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my name's Ida. Huh. Ida Aguilar. But I swear to you, this car, it's a real nice one. Not a lemon. An orange, in fact.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, let me take a look on the inside. Well, everything looks good. This man dies.
And then we see.
Go ahead. We cut to across town to someone's living room as they're on a nice date with someone else. Well, I think this date has grown. I shit my pants. Uncle Jake must have died. Well, all right. Thank you so much for being on the Meet Improv.
Yeah, thank you.
That was a blast. So we can catch you both on Zuzu at Herald Night at the UCB LA, right? Mondays, Thursdays, Fridays.
If you're listening to this live, we have a show in an hour. Come by tonight.
That's how this has been working the whole time?
That's
live radio.
Awesome. Let's go around and plug stuff. Mm. Whatever you want to talk. But
I have a web series called Kristen Does Her Best that you can find at KristenDoesHerBest.com. And awesome. I also have a website called HelloKristen.com. They're two separate domains that I own.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, you're in the domain business.
Yeah. Domain game.
Hello Kristen's pretty good. You must have got that kind of early.
Yeah, I got it in like 2006, probably.
Yeah.
An ex built a website for me for our anniversary. Oh. Or for Christmas. For Christmas. Oh. Yeah, it was cute.
That's pretty nice.
And I kept it, and now I use Squarespace. you can cut that.
No, we'd love the Squarespace business.
Yeah, just their free business. They're not a sponsor.
Click on the microphone and hit and enter offer code KSTUD. And also there, follow me on Twitter at KSTUD.
Oh, there we go.
I don't tweet very often.
Nina?
Yes, you can also catch me at Hoo Ha Ha, which is a comedy website for women.
Oh, yeah.
I have a bi-weekly series there, my improvised news stories.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
what's it called?
I've seen the red carpet stuff.
Fake It News. I also do the red carpet.
Fake It News?
Yeah. It's a Facebook Live series.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
So the future. I've heard it's the future.
Seems like it is. They love it. Make you do it. No, it's fun.
Jake?
Come see Word Gross with Gilly the third Thursday of the month, UCB Franklin, 9:30. Follow me at Wake Up with Jacob.
Great. I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter. All of my wonderful business is up there. The big thing is our tour, though. BoardWalkAudio.com/meattrain. Chew. We'll be in your city. Come check us out. That's it. Thanks for listening. Thank you to State Bird for doing our music. We'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat.
The Meat.
Boardwalk Audio Podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardWalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.